Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so you can actually control the site. One of the many features you'll find at freetalklive.com is that you can submit news items or blog posts or YouTube videos or whatever online that you think's interesting, you think our other listeners might enjoy, because when you submit something, it pops up in the upcoming stories queue, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As we go to you and your thoughts here, for those of you just tuning in, we've been talking overwhelmingly about the police state in the United States. As we've been discussing here, it's really become a police state over the last decade or so, and in my opinion, of course, that's as long as I've been paying attention. Some might say it's been a police state since the 1990s. And who knows? But it certainly is now. And if you don't think it is now, I would like to hear from you as to what your criteria are. What is it right. that would make you believe that it is a police state?
We've gone 2 hours here and haven't had...
One guy. No, it was one guy.
Too many responsive answers as to what a police state is.
And we got one guy saying that gun confiscations would be his evidence that it's a police state.
House-to-house gun confiscations, and we could show him an example of that.
That's right.
Therefore, we have not been disproven. But the fact is, for me, this isn't about being right or being wrong. This is about finding out what it takes for people to believe that this is a police state. And what I'm hearing right now is that there are very few people
who believe that
this isn't a police state. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Ladies first, let's talk to Donna, listening to WGBF up in Indiana, in the Evansville area. Hello, Donna.
Hello there.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you had heard anything about the recent Indiana Supreme Court ruling concerning police invasion of your home, and you're not allowed to fight them if they are in the wrong place.
That's correct.
Right. The idea is that the court systems are so good, so thorough, so just, so swift, that you can, if some injustice is done to you by the police, don't. Citizen, you do not have the right to defend your home against our armed folks,
your betters,
your superiors, but you can bring it to us and we'll decide, we the government will decide whether or not the government has stepped out of bounds.
Well, they'll make sure to pay the police paid administrative leave while the investigation takes place, and then of course end up deciding 99 times out of 100 that the police are completely exonerated.
They'll probably give them medals. It always seems to go that way.
Promote them as well at the same time.
Yeah, they said that you can fight them in civil court, but you're not allowed to fight them with violence or guns or anything like
well,
that.
Well, and I don't think fighting with violence, and by the way, you're losing your phone call, but thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Not a great connection. I don't think fighting with violence is going to solve any problems.
I don't think it's effective because, let's say you've got some guy who is a police officer, but he's also a raving sexual predator. Mm-hmm. And he's armed and he can do whatever he wants. He comes in, tries to do something terrible to you, and you shoot him in the head. You're going to prison for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, because cops don't, it's all about the team for them. I mean, it seems to me that they wear the little bump, they have the little bumper stickers on their car, the thin blue line bumper mm-hmm. stickers. It's
Gang
all
sign.
About, us versus them. They're in a, they got a violent job, no doubt about it. And I can see why they get this sort of team mentality. But, shooting a cop is the worst offense, according to a cop, that you could ever commit. Shooting somebody, no big deal. Shooting a cop, death penalty.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Plus, you end up being made out to look like a crazy. Even if you're completely justified
right.
in the shooting,
you don't control the news media. Somebody,
right.
else, I mean, the story will come out that they'll drag out your old high school sweetheart who said that girl was a tramp or whatever. They'll say whatever it is, and just paint you up and down. The fact is, defending against a police officer is an impossibility if you want to come out on top.
Yeah, if you ever want to see your family again, et cetera, maybe if you want to live through the experience, you probably shouldn't use violence against them. And
I'm sorry when they do. It's very frustrating when they use violence
right.
to get what
I
they want.
I get it, man. It is. I used to be somebody that thought, like, wow,
I'll
take
go down
them out.
With the land.
I'll go down.
They can pry that gun out of my cold, dead fingers.
Take as many out before they can take me out, et cetera. I used to have that mindset, and then I changed my mind on that perspective, and I believe that peace is the way. to achieve peace, even if that means that the violent people will continue being violent and continue hurting people. If there are enough people who are emulating, you know, those who've gone before, like Gandhi or Jesus, even, or Martin Luther King, folks that were engaged in nonviolent civil disobedience and non-cooperation. You get enough folks together to non-cooperate, there's nothing they can do.
That much is true.
You will have won at that point. Of course, if you can get enough people to non-cooperate, you're probably close to having electoral victories as well. So that's when things really can start to change, is getting people together who
love
liberty.
It is about convincing people. That much is true.
No one standing on their own is going to make it. If you love liberty and you're ready to go down and whatever, or even if you're going to go and be peacefully and non-cooperate, if you're on your own, you're going to be crushed by the system. You've got to have people on your side. And so that's one of the reasons why moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project was such a life-changing experience for me. Because I was despondent before. I thought that liberty was dying, and I thought that there was no chance. And then I heard this idea of getting liberty-oriented people together all in the same place. And it took me a while to get over the issue of it being cold, because I'm from Florida. But I got over it, and I'm so glad I did, because I've had the most fun that I've ever had being here in New Hampshire, being around other like-minded liberty-oriented people, and watching things as they, albeit slowly, begin to change. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and that's what the Free State Project is. It's a project to move as many people as we can get, liberty-loving, that care about liberty, that care about the liberties of
other people,
of the people here in the United States.
Liberties of others beside themselves, too.
Actually, there's people from other countries, too. So, it's about people who love liberty moving to the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to learn more about it. That's FreeStateProject.org as we go to Sean, listening in Kentucky, also to WGBF across the border in Evansville. Hello, Sean.
Good afternoon, rather.
Howdy. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to complain a little bit. I had jury duty in April.
You've been drafted.
Every day that I had to go to court, I had to show my belt, raise my shirt, strip my...
Oh, dear. Are you still with us? I think something happened there with the phone line. I don't know what's going on.
I'm
going
to finish call up.
Sean, you're welcome to call back anytime we get a weird disconnection like that. You're welcome to call back.
Yeah, you know, when I just went to court recently for a speeding ticket, and I just went one day.
The video's up, by the way, at freekeen.com for anybody that wants to see Mark
dying
on trial.
To see that. I'm embarrassed by it. I didn't, you know.
My favorite part is where they let Pete Nedamo chew gum and wear hats in court. That's my favorite part of the video.
But I pointed out to the judge, look, this guy, you let this guy come in this courtroom with a gun on his hip. They took my one-inch-long blade pocket knife, and he's got a gun. I mean, you're telling me there's not a collusion between the executive and the judiciary in this country?
Oh, they're impartial, Mark. Come on, what are you talking about?
The idea that they're going to let these guys do whatever they want, it's crazy.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. We'll go to Cecil, listening in Oklahoma, to KGWA in Enid. Hello, Cecil.
Hi, how you boys doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to think and say how long why it took so long for somebody like you guys to take and start a more or less a peaceful rebellion against against the injustices committed in this country by the policemen. I can't believe it took this long. I've been seeing this go on since the 70s. First off, I would like to know where your friends get stopped at that they had to show IDs? They don't make the Mexicans show IDs.
Well, I don't think anybody should have to show an ID.
Well,
these things happen everywhere. They're called DUI checkpoints, and now they're starting to just have regular old so-called citizenship checkpoints within 100 miles of the border.
Exactly, and this is what brings us up, is I was in a tavern one time, and the police came in and went around checking everybody's ID. They came to me and asked me for my ID. I said, well, what did I do to make you want my ID? And to make you ask me, it doesn't make any difference. We want to see your ID.
Did you show it to them?
Well, no, I didn't, and I think what they did, they took me out.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought. We'll bring it back here in a moment. You can tell the rest of the story in a moment. 800-259-9231. More with Cecil. Your calls as well about what you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 1st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14.91.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.29.18, $764.59 for a half ounce, or $382.30 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.29.18, $764.59, and $382.30.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us, and those features include news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll be clued in first. If you're on the news list, you can follow us via email, which is, I think, the best way to make sure you get everything from us. Or maybe you'd prefer Twitter or Facebook. We can do it that way for you, too. It's all free. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up.
And if you've been hearing that our phone lines are sponsored by SACL CAI and wondering, what the heck is SACL CAI? SACL CAI is a company that handles collections, billing, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, you can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Good folks over there. Company's run by Jason Osborne, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're talking about the police state. You can bring up anything you want. Let's talk to John, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Hello, good
didn't
afternoon.
You have somebody on hold? Forgot about old Cecil. I'll tell you what, John, I'll put you on hold. Bring back Cecil. Cecil, I'm sorry. It's like okay. I've been in the tavern drinking tonight. Anyway, go. Sorry to John there. I will bring John on here in a moment. But Cecil, you were telling us a story about how you were sitting in a tavern and you were demanded of your identification by the police, who'd come in there, started to ask everybody for their ID, and you didn't show it to them.
Yes, sir. And so what happened is they took me out the side door, and I had two or three buddies in there. The police had a pretty bad name in that town, which they do in every town, by the way. But anyway, they took me in outside, and my buddies were coming out, and they told my friends, "Hey, you stay right where you're at. Do not take and leave your seats." And they took me out. As soon as they closed the door, they started beating me with their batons.
Oh,
man. Spraying me in the face with mace, and I couldn't believe it. So later on, I had a cousin at that time that worked on the sheriff's department, and I said, "Why did they make my friends stay inside?" He said, "So that there would be no witnesses."
Yep.
He said, "You moron." He says, "That's why." So I just want to throw this in. This goes on all the time in this country. I mean, you know, we're one of the most two-faced supposedly free countries in the world.
I heard you, man. It goes on. You're right. It goes on more often than people realize. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the story. 800-259-9231. If you're in this world of the respectables and you don't know about this stuff, you know, this kind of cloistered universe where you are, you know, just away from the police, you're driving your Lexus,
you've got
so they never pull
you've got
you
a nice
over.
Car, yeah. You're dressed in a nice way, you have, you know, the right ethnicity in the right neighborhood, because you can get arrested for being white in the wrong neighborhood in this country, too. I mean, it happens. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of the way that it operates. I mean, you'll never know. If you're the right color or the right dress and the right car in the right neighborhood, you probably won't have to deal with these things too often. However, it's likely your children will. And that's when it usually hits home for people.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that in order for people to really come to the conclusion that it's a police state, that they actually have to experience it. It's too bad that they can't just look and see what is happening to other people and empathize with their situation. Even though you may drink at not some local tavern, but you may, you know, drink at some fancy restaurant and drink wine and arrive in a limousine, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to empathize with folks that may be in a different position that are being harassed and beaten. It's sick. 1-800-259-9231. If you ever want to be free, you have to care about the freedoms of others. Although one could argue that the very wealthy essentially are free, and so therefore why should they care? You know, they're insulated from many cases protected in many ways from this police state. So why should they care about those little guys? I think it's important to care about other people. 1-800-259-9231. Because if you don't stand up for other people's freedom, how can you expect anyone to stand up for yours? We continue, though, with you and your thoughts. And I apologize to John in Myrtle Beach. I didn't mean to be rude there, John, but go ahead with your thoughts.
No, that's all right. I'm married. I'm used to being treated like that.
Oh, man.
I got a question. If I'm a police officer and I see this black guy, cornrows, and he's in this hopped-up wheels, you know, kind of car, mm-hmm. and I stop him basically because he's black, that's profiling, you know, mm-hmm. what bothers me, and I need you to try to work on this for me. Every time you make an anti-government or some kind of, they pry this, you know, gun out of my cold, dead fingers, you throw everything that you say that's supposed to be this great American patriot saying, you always throw this deep Southern accent behind it as to make it out like Southern people are the only backwards, you know, pro-patriotic, like northern people don't have those same expressions.
Oh, no, there's tyrants up here in the north. There's no doubt. It's just I'm from the south, and so that's...
Try to use a plain accent. Don't insinuate, because that's what you're doing.
You have to understand.
People.
See, I'm not from the north, so I don't know the Yankee accent real well. But I'm from
but
the
you
south.
You don't ever use it strongly unless you're making a statement.
Because
like
I'm from
that.
The
I don't hear
right.
a southern.
I usually use my my Brooklyn accent or whatever this is when I'm talking about mafia people. When I compare the government to you know mobsters who would go into a business and say, "Hey, you got to give me your money or something bad's going to happen to you," because I'm protecting you now. Like, I'll do it in that circumstance. I admit that I will do the southern accent more often than I do the northern accent, and I admit that I tend to sort of vilify people with the southern accents. And I know better that there are plenty of people with southern accents that are smart folks. But I'm from the south, so I kind of feel like I have a certain level of insulation there.
Well, you're also from the Catholic Church upbringing, and you're now an atheist. So
I'm not a Catholic.
I mean,
neither one of us has ever been Catholic.
You come from a religious background. All I'm saying is from
and
people
I'm not an
that
atheist
are up north,
either.
They already think badly enough about us down here.
Really?
I hear it every day in the story. Oh, yeah, I hear it every day. I get comments from people that get in my cab and say, like, if you and your wife get a divorce, are y'all still cousins?
I thought that was Arkansas.
Dude, I get it. I get it hard, you know, from Jersey and New York people.
John, people say that to you when they get in your cab? Really?
Oh, yeah. Look, but, you know, and then I ask them, I say, well, I know, I understand you're mad because you're paying 98% property tax, and everybody in, you know, Jersey and New York is pretty much leaving the entire state.
Fleeing, yeah.
Myrtle Beach is actually now becoming a suburb of New Jersey. Now we have HOAs, and it's 50-1 as far as Jerseyites.
Let me just apologize to you because I can't, you know, I can't keep a northern accent. I can't even really do a northern accent very effectively.
Right, that's Ian that can't. I can do the.
You've done
the
pretty good with making fun of the weather guy here. Do me the weather guy, Mark.
I can't even remember the guy's name.
John Apostolakis.
This is John Apostolakis with the weekend weather report here in Keene, New Hampshire. Yeah,
but I'm not used to it enough. I haven't been immersed in it enough, and so I can't do it. So I have to resort to what I know, which is the southern drawl. I can apply that no problem.
And the other thing is,
there's nothing wrong with it. I mean,
no, there's nothing wrong with it, man.
With that,
you hear me say y'all on this show? I mean, I still affect a little bit of a southern
accent. I have a little bit of a southern accent myself.
Time to time. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. People get upset with us over that, man.
But there's only so many accents. And there's only so many ways you can change your voice, affect a new voice when you're trying to make a character.
It wouldn't make much sense if I took on like a British accent for a corrupt sheriff.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet and get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. We are here for you. It is the live Saturday edition, and joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get access to various different methods of getting Free Talk Live in your and others' ears, including our over 100 radio stations from coast to coast. We will list them there for you. Plus, you'll learn about our online listening options like our broadband and dial-up feeds, which air 24/7, the latest episode of Free Talk Live. In addition, you'll find out about our satellite listening options like XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free air satellite channel. In addition to that, listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Our webcam, which is off the air at the moment, we are having some technical difficulties with our new setup.
Nobody wants to hear your excuses,
well,
man.
I'm just letting folks know.
Bumbling through this whole thing.
Well, we're going to get it back, and that's what you get for free, right? Because the website didn't cost you anything. So head on over to freetalklive.com. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in.
Our listeners, their attention is their currency, and they're paying in full. Put that cam up.
1-800-259-9231. So I'm just reflecting a little bit more on the last call about this is not the first time we've had a call from somebody in the South basically
who's
saying,
a little upset with us using the Southern accent to make them sound all dumb.
Well, and of course, we're not from the North, you and I. We're from the South. So,
that's true.
So maybe you're... Some people hear us mentioning New Hampshire, they think we're from
also, if
here.
Anybody talks, does anybody talk like I talk? Because I'll use what they call neck voice, which is kind of, you know, so I'll sort of growl my way through the Southern accent. How many people talk like that?
Well, caricatures of corrupt sheriffs, like, you know, somebody from...
That's right, boy.
Some old movie or whatever, like Smokey and the Bandit, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I don't think he talked... What was his name? I can't remember the famous actor that was in Smokey and the Bandit.
I don't remember. And Burt Reynolds, but that's not who we're talking about.
No,
the sheriff. So
that was an awesome movie.
But we were talking about this accent, and Mark, you were mentioning that you do occasionally do like a New Yorker kind of an accent.
I do the mafia guy.
But maybe we should
bring
on the German more often. Maybe when we're doing corrupt police, we should try to make a concerted effort to not be so offensive to the Southerners and instead be more offensive to Germans.
Right, Germans, because far fewer Germans listen to the show, and you could do.
I can't even do this.
Right.
You'll have to.
I only know a couple of phrases, like, right. We have ways of making you talk.
What is your name?
I suppose I can work on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take some practice, because I can't hold accents like that for very long.
But this is kind of the nature of comedy, is that, you know, to some extent, there are certain jokes that aren't going to offend anybody. Puns. But mm-hmm. some people are just offended by puns in general. But usually a joke is going to offend someone. Now, a large portion of our listening audience is in the South.
Right.
Some of those people are actually Southern. you know, it's Sarasota, Florida, where we're from. Usually, one of the first questions I'll ask you is where you're from. And so it's stunning to find somebody from Sarasota in Sarasota. Yes.
Oh, I see what you're saying, because a lot of people come from New York and places like that.
Well, mostly the Midwest.
All right. So we will continue. With Joe listening in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, to WGMD FM. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Guys doing tonight?
Just wait, are you talking like that on purpose to make fun of people?
No. I'm from the South. I was born up north in northern Delaware, but through the southern Delaware, because when you get south of that canal in Delaware, it's just a whole different world.
I hear that canal really does separate the state.
Yes, it does. And I want to get to my points I was talking about, you know, and talk about we're in a police state. You know, I've dealt with this firsthand because I commercial fish for a living, okay? So I deal with, now you know Delaware, Department of Denrec here in Delaware, Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. I believe I talked to you before about this.
I think
they
so.
They are one of the only states where the Secretary for Denrec can make just about any rule he wants, okay? He doesn't need a governor, he doesn't need a legislature. They were given regulatory authority, okay, to do whatever they want. And, you know, I got a not a pocket thing in the Constitution. I was going through my, helping my we sold my grandmother's house because she passed away last year.
If you got a Constitution in your pocket, son, you might be a terrorist.
Oh, this anyway, isn't a joke. So, there's actually what they call the MIAC report that came out a couple of years ago that, in fact, identified people that reference, have bumper stickers that reference or carry constitutions as possible domestic terrorists.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
If you read the Constitution under unreasonable searches and, you know, without being searched without a warrant, you know, a lot of times, and there's just probable cause, and probable cause is, they have that proof in the Constitution, and probable cause can't mean just whatever they want.
It's not a hunch. It's more than a hunch, yeah.
It's probable cause in the Constitution?
Probable cause means you have to have proof that the person broke the law. I don't have a problem with a police officer coming on my boat, you know, and checking my fish. But when they go through, when they come on my personal property, okay?
Your boat's your property. You should have a problem with that.
From now on, they're going to be. I'm just going to have, you know, surveillance. If you come on this property, you know, you're under surveillance because you're on private property.
That's the best thing you can do, in my opinion. You know, some people would turn to violence, and as we mentioned before, that won't work. But having video cameras around really does change the way things roll.
I was talking to an attorney and says, you know what, if they tell you to turn that video camera off and you don't, that's called resisting arrest, and they can arrest you.
They can arrest you for anything they want.
Oh, yeah, they can arrest you for saying that you've, I believe that somebody I just saw a story where somebody was charged with assault on a law enforcement officer for farting in a police car.
Well, our friend John Kurtz,
they can do anything they want.
Our friend John Kurtz was charged with assault on a police officer for using a video camera and recording one.
No, he got the assault for turning his left arm slightly. This was on video. Turning his left arm
that
slightly.
That was a resisting arrest.
That was a resisting, excuse me.
The assault was just a claim.
Just a lie
claim
they made
up in order to charge this man with a felony for recording him, recording a police officer with a video camera. But one of the things I wanted to point out about what you said is that, Joe, it's your boat, man. You should be concerned with the police coming on it and looking at your fish and such.
Yeah, well, you know what they say. I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but
why?
When they just start jumping on the boat Yeah, well, I don't know, because they have a job to do. That's their job. You know, they have a gun on the side. I mean, you know.
Okay, so it's because they're scary.
No, no.
That's okay.
The reason is, Ian,
gun,
because they have to. Okay, look, it's the government. The government claims to own the water, okay? And he's out there fishing on their water, and they have rules on how many fish you can get. So,
are you saying it's okay?
I'm saying that the world where water is private property is a long way removed from the world we're in today.
It doesn't matter.
Well,
it's your boat.
Guys, listen, they say it's a privilege to have use of that resource. But under the Constitution, those privileges are protected. Those privileges that are given to us are protected under the Constitution. And last time I checked, anything that goes against that Constitution, that law is null and void in the court of law. Is that still the case? That was always the case before.
It wouldn't matter. The Constitution doesn't matter. Essentially, the Constitution is null and void in courts of law. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I've been told on multiple occasions not to do that.
Try to bring up the Constitution in court. If you ever have to go to court, just try to bring it up.
Actually, I've been
happens.
Told once, and I've seen it happen on multiple occasions.
Yeah. Let's continue here, and we go to Bill listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? It's ironic y'all are talking about accents. Anyways, I just wanted to get my point across. I was pulled over recently by some police officers, and they decided that they wanted to search my vehicle. Well, I had a marijuana cigarette in my sidebar, and I had a couple of prescription pills that are prescribed to me. They are my prescription, but they weren't in their bottles, which is illegal. And
yep.
I also
before you go on, I want everybody to understand this. People always say, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, what's the problem?
Yeah.
Here in the United States of America, I've seen the claim, I don't know that this is true, but I believe the claim, that the average American breaks the law, commits 3 felonies a day. And this is the kind of thing, taking your prescription drugs out of their prescription bottle. How long are they allowed to be out before it's a felony?
Right. Are you not allowed to have one of those little day planner things where they have Monday through Friday pills, that kind of thing? Tell you what, we'll bring back here in a moment. Stick with us, 800-259-9231. More with you and your thoughts, Bill, in Clearwater. And if you've got enough time, we'll get to you if you're on hold. 800-259-9231. More coming up in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you and your thoughts if you're already on hold. If not, if you didn't make it in tonight, don't worry. We do this thing 7 nights a week, so you can join Mark as he hosts our Sunday internet-only show tomorrow
night. Soon to be ready for radio station.
That's what we understand. We're working towards that. Go to freetalklive.com to get tuned in there. And, of course, so we're on Monday through Saturday on many, many radio stations across the country. Over 100 of them, actually now over 105. Thanks to the addition of WGGH, also known as Monster Radio, AM 1150 in the
Monster Radio.
Yeah, that's right, in the Marion Carbondale market. It's actually run by a guy, I think owned by a guy, who is one of the voices for the Grand Theft Auto game series.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like one of those real, you know, deep voice,
yes,
ballsy, gravelly radio guys. Which is cool. I like those guys' voice. Fun stuff.
In a world where good and evil.
Except he sounds awesome when he says it, unlike us. So
I'm making it up. I sound like Alex Trebek and Bugs Bunny had a kid.
So, yeah, welcome to listeners in the Marion Carbondale market to WGGH Monster Radio AM 1150 as we continue here. Oh, unfortunately, we lost Bill there during the break, but we'll continue with you and your thoughts. 800-259-9231. I think we've got Kevin listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Kevin, are you with us?
I hate political correctness of any kind, so keep doing your southern accent. But if you want a neutral, dumb accent, look up George Carlin. He had quite a few that were neutral in nature and were very effective. But
very funny.
I heard this on your show, and I tend to agree with this concept. A lot of your military coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq are now ending up as police officers. And
that's true.
I do want police officers out enforcing impaired driving, because as we liberalize our laws and hopefully we'll legalize other drugs, the alcohol, people driving intoxicated is on the rise.
Is it on the rise? Do you have statistics on that? Okay.
It's absolutely on the rise. I'm in that business. I can tell you without a doubt, with our social pressures, people are drinking more, they're driving.
Which business are you in? I'm sorry. Are you a cop or are you a bartender?
I'm in a transportation business, and I transport people all over, entertainment, et cetera. And people are spending, they can't afford to buy boats, et cetera, so they are partying more. They're using other just than alcohol, that's their business. However, when they get behind a wheel, that's a different story.
I agree that it's a dangerous, dangerous thing.
I agree with you, but I won't say that's an excuse to have a checkpoint, will you?
That's absolutely unnecessary. I can tell you this for a fact, because I've even given examples. I've gone before city council here, and I said, look, if you go to this spot every night at this time, you'll see people running red lights. I can always tell when there's a new crop of weed in town because people run red lights, et cetera, like crazy.
What? You think that's
serious? I am so serious because people are more impaired. They're just, it's
well, pot smoking drivers. Studies have shown that they're as safe drivers as regular drivers.
The kids smoke. They do the smoke where they smoke out the car. They can't even see, and they just run right through the. I had five people the other day in front of me run red lights.
I run red lights on purpose.
Well, okay, but the thing is, it's endangering lives when people
not,
do it.
Right. Well, it just depends. I mean, I'll run a red light when it's not endangering anyone's life, when there's no one coming the other direction.
When they almost hit me, that's endangering my life.
No doubt.
Life.
I believe you, man.
But
it might just be the fact that they're dumb kids and they don't know what the hell they're doing. That might be a factor.
Well, but all the above, and the weed doesn't help. But they shouldn't be driving. If they're going to smoke it, stay home. But the thing is, when I've seen the police officers and these guys come back from Afghanistan and Iraq, they're trained killers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's absolutely a part of the problem right now. And I don't know. And the poor guy, I really don't know what's going to happen down the road with these guys, with the mental and the physical problems that they're going to have from coming from Iraq and Iraq.
It's scary.
Well, and not only they train killers, but they're also trained to follow orders, much more so than the average cop. And it's just it is a scary thing. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yep, 800-259-9231. And I'm glad that he understands that while it's important to take impaired drivers off the road, that's not an excuse to have checkpoints. Because a lot of people will use that as their, there's drunks out there, so we've got to have everybody stop and
dangerous
check.
Driving should be, dangerous drivers should be pulled over. Let's find out why. Let's ticket them, whatever.
Right. If somebody's bobbing and weaving and, we're running into other lanes or whatever it is they're doing, and you've got a reason to pull that person over to check them, that makes sense to me. But to just pull everybody over wholesale and demand that they show ID and demand that they, talk to you as a cop is just, it's a police state tactic. And it was one of the earliest ones, and it's something that that allows people to get used to it. Just like the TSA being in the airports allows people to get used to being frisked and searched. And that way, when the TSA expands out to bus stations and train stations and your local sidewalk, which they've done all of those things, that you'll be used to it. And you won't be as likely to complain about it. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Tony, listening in Charleston to WVTS. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey guys, I want to make a point, but I saw it in a story locally that I thought you guys would appreciate. If anybody, there is a back in 2003, there was a serial killer in Charleston, West Virginia, and still have never prosecuted anybody. But recently, local police agency thought they got a break in it and went out to this property and. Condemned this woman's trailer home, kicked her and her family off the property, destroyed the trailer, dug underneath it because some druggie in prison tried to make a deal with the police, trying to give information about this crime, completely destroyed everything this woman owned. And she's suing, but the police are saying since they had a search warrant, they were in completely legal.
So let me see if I've got this straight. Some drug-addled informant gives the police some information that's bunk. They go in, they destroy this woman's life, they destroy her trailer, and they completely exonerate themselves.
Yep. It's actually going on right now. This probably happened 2 months ago. Her name is Sandra Schaefer. Lots of news reports if you want to look at it.
They're in the Charleston area. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to talk about tonight?
Well, man, I don't know if you guys want to end the show on this, but I want to run a hypothetical by you because I've been listening to the show, and I'm not completely sold. If I am born into a world of poverty and my mother is, a crack whore, and she says, well, you don't need to go to school because I didn't go to school and I just, glazed donut my face through life.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Okay. Anyway, when you take, let's see, what's the way I want to say this? There needs to be a certain safety net in society. a society as wealthy as America is. There needs to be.
I think that makes sense. I think that the safety net should be provided on a consensual basis, though, by charitable organizations and individuals
that are going to do a far more efficient job of it.
Right, that can actually will actually compete for charitable dollars. So that's why they'll be more efficient, as opposed to this one size fits all government monopoly that you've seen how they operate and how concerned they are for human life. And in the case that you're giving, you're making excuse, kind of for this government education system, taking care of those parents.
And if the government education system was in fact there to educate poor people, then there would be some situation where poor people got a scholarship to go to schools. This isn't what it is. Most schools are full of middle-class kids whose parents drive new cars and live in houses that are much larger than mine. However, they are just fine with letting the government steal money from me and my kid, money that I would use to educate my child to send their kids to school, because my kid will never go to one of their government indoctrination centers.
Plus, the schools that are actually in the ghettos, they're just awful. I mean, they're right and worse for government schools. So
the government schools that aren't in the ghetto are much better than the ones that are.
It's almost like having a safety net made out of barbed wire.
Many of these schools have 40% illiteracy in the metro areas. 40% illiteracy among graduates. How much worse could not having a public school be?
Right. So in the event where you've got some parents that are just shiftless and losers, that doesn't mean that those kids couldn't get help, that those kids couldn't go to a school, that they couldn't be taken care of. There would be ways to make sure that happened without actually having to steal money from other folks. Does that answer your question?
It does, and I feel like my comment was just kind of red meat for you guys, but we'll bring it up again.
We're good at that.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk quickly to Ray, listening to WSC-FM in Charleston. Ray, final thoughts for the show tonight. Go ahead.
This is Ray. I'm a drug agent in South Carolina on a state level.
Okay.
I've been doing law enforcement for about 10 years, prior Marine. And I hear y'all talk about the free state stuff, and I do agree that it's happening, and I know you're probably shocked to hear that from an officer, but it's happening more on a federal level, in my opinion. Federal officers have a lot more, power and jurisdiction, a lot more leeway than we do as state officers. But another thing that bothers me about law enforcement, and I have a passion for it, we need officers out there, we need people to do what I do for a living, but the thing that I'm having a hard time even staying in law enforcement is for is because I work with a lot of people who don't have the integrity that they need.
There's a lot of corruption. We hear that from a lot of cops. Here's what I'd suggest you do is, we're short on time, but please take a moment. Go to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition's website. If you've never gone, please go to leap.cc, LEAP.cc, and learn more about a great organization of a lot of former cops that have come out against the war on drugs.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
FreeTalkLive.com. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.